This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. A historic win today for the family of Henrietta Lacks, decades after her cells were stolen and used for scientific research.
The federal lawsuit in Baltimore claimed Thermo Fisher Scientific made billions from tissue taken without the black woman's consent from her cervical cancer tumor in the 1950s. Her grandson, Lawrence Lacks.
My grandmother gave the world a gift 70 years ago, and we're here today to give her a gift of justice.
Yeah!
The harvested cancer cells led to revolutionary medical advances and were the first human cells to be successfully cloned. Terms of the agreement are confidential. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Well, it's official. July was the hottest month ever. Laura Patterson represents the United Nations with the World Meteorological Organization.
This is a glimpse of the new normal, definitely. We can expect to see this increasingly likely every year, really.
Global temperatures averaged 62.5 degrees Fahrenheit. And here at home, Phoenix set a national record with temps above 100 every day last month. Firefighters have now partially contained a massive wildfire in the Mojave Desert that started in California and spread into Nevada. CAL FIRE spokesman Mark Peebles.
This is a full suppression fire, 100% full suppression. The guys are going after it really, really hard.
So far, it's burned tens of thousands of acres. Grand juries are still working in D.C. and Georgia over possible 2020 election interference involving former President Trump. CBS's Nicole Killian is in Atlanta.
The investigation has been ramping up in recent days with witnesses speaking before the grand jury and being interviewed by the special counsel and some of the prosecutors, including some Georgia officials like the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, recently. So there is some crossover and some overlap between these two cases, even though they are different. But really, it's a matter of time before we know which one will come first, if you will.
Protests are growing in Port-au-Prince, Haiti, where people are pleading for the return of an American nurse and her daughter. They were kidnapped there last week, likely by gang members. The U.S. says it's working on their safe return. The feds are looking into Tesla again.
The issue is steering that can possibly fail on about 280,000 Model 3 and Model Y vehicles. Those are Tesla's best-selling products. There have been a dozen reports of loss of steering control or power and one crash.
That's reporter Jeff Gilbert. If you're feeling lucky, don't forget to grab a Mega Millions ticket tonight. The jackpot's over $1 billion now. The seventh largest prize ever. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If this were a recent year,
for WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced today that he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate. He'll instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. Dozens of striking workers at Lightning Google's brewery in Chippewa Falls met with parent company Molson Coors today. Nearly four dozen employees went on strike 3 weeks ago seeking better pay. Molson Coors said it made an offer that was higher than similar union jobs in the area. The high school football season gets underway today as it is the first day of practice. Some teams held midnight practices to celebrate the beginning of the new year, such as at Regis in Eau Claire. Season openers are August 17th and 18th, with the end of the football year coming the week before Thanksgiving with the state football championships. Eight-player football begins practice next week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I think that's the wrong one. Hold on a second. Oh, wait, that's not it either. Let me see here. Okay.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide in the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh. It is Tuesday, August 1st, 2023, along with Mr. Aaron Zommer as our producer and engineer. We've got a guy who has so many shows. He's so talented, you can't even keep all those theme songs straight.
Those are some deep cuts for people that are like, what the heck's going on right now? There's some production problems. This guy on the board is going to get canned soon. What's going on over there?
No, not anymore. We can't. We're bleeding out. We can't. Somebody get a triage brace or something. A tourniquet.
I'm just kidding, Aaron.
Isn't that how you're supposed to deal with school shootings? Is just carry tourniquets?
That's what Vicky McKenna says. Yes.
Sorry, not to immediately take it to such a.
No, she had a guy on Sticky. Vicky McKenna had on some guy that said to address school shootings, we should just carry tourniquets. I'm serious. That's not made up. That's true.
It is not made up.
But let's not talk about her. Let's talk about Luke Mathers, who is here right now, who is so talented. First, he had Dueling Tangents. That was the first music you heard. Then now he's got Town Call with William Walter every afternoon, 12:15 to 1. And he does news. And he's so kind as to come on our show each and every Tuesday from 2 until 2:30.
I just missed the time slot, man. Whatever I can get back to.
You look better. You look better in 2 o'clock. The light from the window, it favors you.
I'm ugly in the noon hour?
No, I'm not saying that at all. Oh, okay. I'm just saying that. It's just, you know, I mean, you look particularly handsome.
It takes your already high standard and elevates it that right. much more.
It's just, it is just sheer exhaustion at this point, getting to the, you know, this late in the day. I do like the 12 o'clock hour jumps up on you a little bit quicker. Yeah. But I do like the noon slot. I'm a fan of it.
All right. That's very good. Yeah, I'm still adjusting to afternoon.
Yeah.
So I had the morning stuff. And,
I know.
And that, now it's and my body's
so do you think
off,
that you get...
So.
You get more coffee in by showtime, and you're just jittery.
I do get more coffee yeah. in. I feel like I'm a little more awake by 2 o'clock or by okay. 1 o'clock.
By 2 o'clock, hopefully you're really in the swing of things.
So we hope.
Well, here we are in the 2 o'clock hour.
Here we are. It's going to be a great hour. Fasten your seatbelts because there's a lot to get to. Of course, we talked about Derek Van Orten in the first hour. I was only going to do a half an hour, and then people just were all about it.
You got to give the people what they want.
Got to keep on going. Janet Protasiewicz becomes justice. Janet Protasiewicz to you and me and everyone else this afternoon. And we're going to be talking about that. Also, not without a little drama, Randy Keshnick, who is kind of the overseer, the director of the courts, has been told, according to him and conservative talk show host Dan O'Donnell, that he's being fired, although nobody from the court is officially confirming or denying that. I worked for this guy for as the kids say, for a minute. Do the kids still say that, by the way? I'm not sure.
I don't consider myself a child anymore, but I use that terminology frequently.
Mr. Zommers, do the kids still say that?
I'm not that much younger than Luke, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, I do have younger siblings, and they say that.
It's been a minute.
It's not that long, though. Like, it's been a minute as in, oh, a long time no see kind of almost vibe is how I use the terminology.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I definitely use it in, like... man, I haven't done that in a minute or in a hot minute. Right. And it's been like 3 years.
Yeah. So it's been like a long
like
time.
Like a real long time no see. Like not like a Luke walks out of the room and comes back in.
2009, I think that's a hot minute. 2009, that's a hot minute.
It's been a hot minute since 2009.
Right, so it's been a hot minute since I worked for Andy Kashnick. I worked for him for about 2.5 months. So that was just
brief stint.
Brief stint, that's what
brief
they
stint, there you go. Yo, so, hot minute ago, you worked for this guy for a brief stint.
I love it. I sound young and hip now. Taking and making a purse out of a sow's ear. That's exactly what we're doing here. That's what we're going for. See, I love the youth, the energy, the testosterone, the exuberance. Good thing we don't have Derek Van Orten here. We suck all that testosterone out because apparently he doesn't have any because he doesn't want to say apologies to teenage kids.
Well, interestingly enough, as you've been on the air, I learned that...
this is serious, by the way.
Yeah, Congressman Mark Pocan has now formally requested from the House Admin Chair, which happens to be another Wisconsin Congressman, Brian Stile, of Wisconsin's first, Pocan sent a letter requesting the footage from last week's event, formally, from the House Admin Chair. So it will be interesting to see. We got three different Wisconsin congressmen in play here now. Pocan, a Democratic congressman from the Madison area here in the 2nd District, requesting from the congressman in the 1st the footage of a late night shouting, I guess, is the
verbal abuse. Maggie Dawn confirmed it. You call it legal verbal abuse.
And so requesting that congressman from the 3rd District's actions last Wednesday.
So the dude from the 2nd's asking the dude from the 1st for the lowdown on the dude from the 3rd.
There you go.
No, what's on 2nd? I don't know.
No. Who's on 1st?
No, but also this is. I appreciate you doing this because we're on the show. I mean, I've got a limited brain capacity. Everybody knows that, and so I can't keep track of everything. And so I appreciate you being on top of it. You also do the news, and this is great. I think by Mark Pocan to request this, Congressman Pocan, because if we get the footage, this will put a lot of this to rest.
Yeah, it takes it from the hearsay of the individuals involved, and we can actually see what happened, and everybody can rightfully understand what exactly unfolded last week in the Capitol Rotunda.
That's fantastic. Well, we do know for sure what's unfolding in the state capitol today is the swearing-in of Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz. The court's going to flip 4-3 in favor of the liberals. Come back and talk about that with Luke Mathers. Also, this dust-up with Randy Koshnick. And speaking of things that Luke Mathers knows about, Milwaukee Brewers, he's bringing us tickets. Yes, we're opening the vault. The leather satchel has been opened. We have 4 tickets for Friday night's game. We're going to give away after this. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess. Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. Tap.
She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition, which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show. It is now 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Along with Mr. Aaron Zomers, our producer engineer, our co-host for this half hour, the one, the only Tuesday with Tangents with Luke Mathers. Appreciate having him here and appreciate having callers and listeners out there as well. Here's one of our favorites from Mr. Perry, Jeff Perry, letting us know he's on it. All things Brewers, by the way. Friday, this is a did you know that this Friday at AmFam Field is buy one, get one free beer. No fooling.
That's a good day to go to AmFam Field then.
Well, my thought is you'll see Derek Van Orten. So I think he's probably all over. That's why he can't do a press conference. He's already making plans to go for the buy one, get one beer down at AmFam Field. This is serious, by the way, on the buy one, get one beer night. So if you like to partake, and it doesn't mean you have to go crazy, you understand? We don't want people getting DUIs. It just means if you go with a buddy, you buy one and give the other one to your buddy, and then he buys the next round.
There I will go. Say $7.50 for a beer sounds a lot better than $15.
Right. There you go. Look at that. You're frugal.
Last time we were at AmFam Field, I think together, I believe I had to give a DNA sample in order to get a beer. Was that cost that much? You had to, I mean, it's very pricey. No, I'm just kidding. By the way, these are great seats. We've been there together.
Yes.
They're cushy, literally.
The three of us. I forget who we watched play, but we watched a game. It was a couple months back now.
But they're great so you can see right into the Brewers' dugout. You're sitting on the third base side, and you can see every pitch. Great view, sight lines of the field.
Oh, yeah.
These are great tickets.
They are excellent tickets. It's a lot of fun. One of the fun atmosphere aspects of AmFam Field this year, too, is the scoreboard. Yes. Have you seen some of those, the comments?
A little trolling.
Yes, a little. Well, a little and then stops. Right. One of the Cincinnati Red players just put an end to it. Ellie, I can't. He's got three names, but he just goes by Ellie. He's a superstar for the Reds.
Not DVO, but yes.
Yes. His full name is escaping me right now. But he almost had a home run. About a week and a half ago now, against the Brewers in the first, and the scoreboard operator decided to have some fun with it, saying that in the top of the first, he almost had a home run but didn't, and then the next at bat he knocked like a 450 foot homer,
like, take that,
out of the park. And so the rest of the series against the Reds, they like essentially learned their lesson. And even though he struck out swinging in the first, they put, we've got no comment to add about that at bat.
So it's going to be a great game, great scoreboards, great time having by all. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do a little speed round, and Luke has brought his beautiful leather satchel. Shined up with mink oil. It smells like my grandfather's pipe. And so he's opened that up. He has four. He hates this, by the way, because the tickets are not paper, you understand? They're actually electronic. And he keeps it. Todd, there's no paper tickets. They're there. He keeps them in his phone.
Well, yeah, he keeps his phone in the mink oil.
It's the theater of the mind. Exactly. So I let Todd paint the picture that Todd's going to paint.
Well, there you go. And but the point is, we got four tickets for Friday night's game. First pitch at 7:10 against your Central Division opponents, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
It's a big game, a big series for the Brewers.
It'll be interesting. We just acquired the first baseman, Carlos Santana, from the Pirates in a trade. So I will be excited to see how Santana plays against his former team. And Brewers are on a little bit of a skid right now, so mm-hmm. they could get things right. They're finishing up a series out on the East Coast right now, playing the Washington Nationals, and hopefully they can take care of business today and tomorrow there, and then take care of business when the Pirates come to town later this week.
Santana had a great run as a guitarist, and we hope as well as a great run as a baseball player as well. Here's what we're going to do. Caller number 10, and we're going to go quickly on this, and Mr. Zomers isn't even going to screen it. He's just going to hit it. I'm going to say you're caller 1, then you're going to caller 2. Caller 10 gets 4 tickets for this Friday at 7:10. Here's the number, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Dial carefully. We'll go right in order, and caller 10 is going to get it. 844-967-2789. If we take your call and you're not a winner, call back. Let's go, Mr. Zomers. Let's take caller number 1.
We're running through it, Todd. You're out of caller.
I thought we were going to go ahead.
They called too fast. The lines were running out. So this is caller 8.
All right, caller 8. Thank you very much. Call back. We're looking for caller 9 and then caller 10. Hello and welcome. You're caller number 9. Call back. And now we go to the winner. You are caller number 10. Who am I talking to? Hello. Are you there? Is anybody there?
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. Hello?
Who am I talking to?
Mike Smith.
Mike, where are you calling from?
Hales Corners.
Mike in Hales Corners. And Hale, yes, you're the winner, Mike. Congratulations. You are going to the Brewers game this Friday with 3 of your friends and family or whoever you got, people on the street. You're going to go. It is 2-for-1 beer night. Can you get behind that?
Even better.
Are you listening to us over the radio or on the Civic Media app?
Over the radio right now.
Fantastic. On WAUK?
Yes, the Walker Shaw.
See, what is it called, Luke?
The Beast of the East, the Shaw.
The Shaw. And who came up with that name?
Stop it.
Luke did. Great name, the Shaw. Mike, hold, don't go. Now, have you got 4 friends or 3 other friends and family you could take with you?
I'll find somebody.
There we go.
That's what you want. Don't go anywhere.
You win the tickets. You find out who's going with you later. You solve that problem once you have the tickets. Well, congratulations, Mike. Aaron's going to take your contact information, so stay on the line. Aaron's going to provide that for you. But enjoy the Brewers game, and thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. That is Mike. And you, now, we understand not everybody can go, but here's the deal. You can listen if you're in the eastern side of the state or in southwest Wisconsin mm-hmm. to the Milwaukee Brewers, Luke.
You can. And so Civic Media's got a partnership with the Milwaukee Brewers all season long. You can listen to the crew take on every, not just the home games. You can win tickets to the home games, but you can listen to every single game on the Civic Media Network by listening to WISS Oshkosh Air Supports up in Oshkosh, the Fox mm-hmm. Valley, as well as WRCE News from the center in Richland Center.
Fantastic stations over in Oshkosh. It's the Big 1100 on the AM side and 98.3 FM. And over in the Driftless area, southwest Wisconsin, it is 1450 on the AM side and 107.7 on the FM side. Always great to have Milwaukee Brewers tickets. We appreciate that, Luke, for giving us the opportunity.
We appreciate Civic Media for providing that opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Brewers take it on Pittsburgh. And they're still out east against the Nationals.
Correct.
Tonight.
Yep, so tonight and tomorrow and then Thursday, the Pittsburgh Pirates come to town for a 4-game series and should be a good one. Hopefully, again, they can stop that slide there in a little bit right now.
So, Luke, Janet Protasiewicz, Justice-elect Janet Protasiewicz will be taking the bench later on this afternoon, changing the court to a 4-3 liberal majority. What are your feelings? We've covered this race since really late last year when they both announced she and Dan Kelly. Dan Kelly got beaten by a drum. About 11 points is what he went down to now Justice-elect Protasiewicz. What's your reaction?
Yeah, this is going to be a very interesting aspect of Wisconsin politics to keep an eye on now. This is the first time the ideological balance of the court is shifting in 15 years. Mm-hmm. So the last time that liberals had a majority on the state's highest court was 2008. Mm-hmm. A lot has happened here in the state of Wisconsin since 2008, and so it's going to be interesting to keep an eye on this. There's already several organizations and legal firms that are taking lawsuits that I think a lot of these groups that are bringing these lawsuits would have expected a different outcome with the previous makeup of the court. And so there are groups kind of chomping at the bit to get another shot at some of the really important issues to Wisconsinites around the entire state, and it's going to be something to keep an eye on.
Well, you got redistricting, of course. Callers have alluded this on the Derek Van Orten stuff, that the 3rd District, along with all the Wisconsin congressional maps, there may be a lawsuit to challenge those district lines that were drawn by Republicans back in after the 2020 census. That may or may not happen. And then you've got the issue of women's access to abortion, women's health. Right now we're under that 1849 archaic law that essentially women have zero access to abortion services here in Wisconsin. Those two big issues could be changed in the relatively near future.
Yeah, I think before either of those two issues, though, I think the court may have a real effect on absentee ballot drop boxes. Mm-hmm. It was something that was kind of left in limbo still last year when voters were getting ready to go to the polls again. It will be interesting to see what happens. There's already a lawsuit filed by the Elias Law Group, one of the leading Democratic law firms in the nation that's been really taking on a bulk of these election lawsuits around the country since 2020. And so it will be interesting to see what kind of decision gets determined through that lawsuit that's going to be surrounding rules regarding absentee ballots.
Sounds good. Let's take a couple of calls quick. Let's go to Lou in Cudahy, 844-967-2789. Lou in Cudahy, go ahead.
Hello, sweetheart. Hey, you know, regarding the stand-up protest sandwich here, Marxist Matt Flynn on his radio show when he was promoting her did not talk about the elder abuse of her husband when she was would slap him around.
All right, this is just an old line. Apparently, the Republican Party, Brian Schimming's got enough money over there at the Wisconsin Republican Party to pay guys like that to call in. That was just bunk that was done during the election, and I'm not going to have it here on this show. Susan, from her car. Susan, appreciate you listening. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you for having me on. I just had a point that I'm in favor of fair rulings from the bench, and I voted for Janet, and I do believe there are 3 issues that are really up, are going to make great, would be great causes for our citizenry, and that's the freedom to vote the way we can and will and make it easy for everyone to vote, the fair maps, and women's rights. But I reiterate that men should never be telling women what to do with their bodies and how to do it. Your physician will not tell your spouse if you have a vasectomy. You can do that without even consulting your spouse. So why should people be allowed to be in the exam room with a woman? And that's exactly what this is coming up to. But other than that, I think laws should be done so that they're fair and equal across the board, which is why we have the scale. And oftentimes they are skewed because people decide that it's more important to put money into something as opposed to really doing the right thing. And I just believe in doing the right thing because that in itself will make everyone's life better.
Susan, I think it's a great call. I say this a little tongue-in-cheek, but I mean, you bring up the great point that men want to control women's bodies. Wouldn't it be kind of cool? I mean, this isn't going to happen, obviously, but wouldn't it be kind of cool if we're going to do that? Shouldn't women have the right to just say which men have to get a vasectomy and we don't have a choice?
Right, absolutely. Right? I agree with that. I think we should have a law. Hey, let's start a law.
Yeah. I mean, that guy's a jerk. He shouldn't procreate. He's got to get a vasectomy, and he doesn't have a choice. Right? I mean, why not? Susan, great call. Appreciate you. Very good. 844-967-2789. What do you think about that?
I think satire is a good way to be able to point out the absurdity
right. That's
of
exactly
some arguments.
It.
I think
that's exactly it. No one would want to do that, and no one should be trying to control a woman's body. That's my viewpoint.
Exactly. Excellent viewpoint.
Luke just looks at me and says, why do you cause me trouble?
Trouble at all.
Luke Mathers is
afternoon.
Never trouble. He's fantastic. You can hear him every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 on Town Call with Willie Walter. Back with more after this. This is the Tom Allball Show.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Republican Congressman Tom Tiffany announced today that he will not seek a spot in the U.S. Senate. He'll instead focus on re-election in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District. Tiffany, who is in his second term in the House, represents northern and parts of central Wisconsin. Tiffany said he can make the greatest impact by serving in the House of Representatives. There are no announced Republican candidates to run against Tammy Baldwin in the Senate election next year. The high school football season gets underway today as it is the first day of practice. Some teams held midnight practices to celebrate the beginning of the new year, such as at Regis in Eau Claire. Season openers are August 17th and 18th, with the end of the football year coming the week before Thanksgiving with the state football championships. Eight-player football begins practice next week. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says tonight's conditions should be pleasant, but rain chances return tomorrow and later on in the week. From the Civic Media News Desk in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Bobby, did we get that shipment of mesquite?
Jim's woodworking shop worked fine. Good fit on those Japanese corners. Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs four skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5, The Tap. This is 93.5, The Tap.
Truth, wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Albaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin on all of our fine stations, everywhere from Racine, Kenosha, up to the shores of Lake Superior, over to the Mississippi River, Eau Claire, La Crosse, the Driftless in southwest Wisconsin, Richland Center, back up to Green Bay, Wausau, Rapids, Oshkosh, and everywhere in between. We appreciate you listening. Don't forget you can listen to us on the Civic Media app as well. Simply go to your app store, almost in Civic Media app store. We don't have our own app store yet. You have to go to the Apple or Android app store. Simply put in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, download it, takes less than a minute. It is free, the Civic Media app. You can listen to this show and all the other fine shows, including the fantastic Matt Flynn. Matt Flynn direct coming up after the news at the 3 o'clock hour. Not going to find a smarter guy who's more tuned into what's going on. He's an attorney. He knows what's up. It's fantastic. Matt Flynn direct coming up immediately after this program. I've been teasing this a little bit, and I have not been dragging it out intentionally, but it's been a busy day. Appreciate all the interaction with the Derek Van Orten news of him canceling a press conference in his district, not wanting to talk to the press about verbally abusing teens in the state or the U.S. Capitol last week. Luke Mathers in giving away those Brewers tickets. Fantastic tickets, by the way. Talking about Janet Protasiewicz being sworn in this afternoon, also fantastic. Here's some news that I find just, you know, in the words of Johnny Carson, wild and wacky. A little bit wild and wacky. So Randy Koshnick, all right, he is the director of state courts. This is in Wispolitics from today. Randy Koshnick, the director of state courts, told Wispolitics that liberal justice Jill Karofsky has informed him the state Supreme Court will vote today to remove him from the post after 6 years on the job. Koshnick said Karofsky gave him no reason for the planned move, prompting him to speculate it was politically motivated. Randy Koshnick was a Jefferson County Circuit Court judge prior to his appointment in 2017. He challenged then-liberal Justice Shirley Abramson in 2008. The court will today flip, as we said, to a 4-3 liberal majority, with Protasiewicz officially joining. Now, Koshnick claims there's no formal conference or meeting of the justices on today's calendar. He said seeking to remove him from the job without a formal meeting was highly unusual, if not unprecedented. Here's what he said, quote, she, Karofsky, said, quote, we're taking a vote. We have the votes to remove you, and we're appointing someone else, Koshnick said of yesterday's conversation. Quote, I asked if I did something wrong. She said, no, we're just moving in a different direction. Now, here's the important part. Karofsky, Justice Karofsky, did not immediately return a call for request of comment to Wispolitics as of late yesterday. Koshnick claims he received yesterday's call while at the Conference of State Court Administrators annual meeting in New York. He returns to Wisconsin on Thursday and said he asked Karofsky for time to make arrangements to continue his health care and other issues. And according to Koshnick, he said Karofsky told him to, quote, call human resources with his questions. I mean, if that's true, that's cold. But I'm not sure it's true. Koshnick defended his performance in the position, noting he was given an award by the Wisconsin State Bar for his work in 2020 to keep state courts running during COVID-19. Koshnick also said his work has helped resolve the court reporter shortage in Wisconsin. Conservative Justice Rebecca Bradley slammed the move, writing in a text message to Wispolitics that, quote, political purges of court employees are beyond the pale. The abuse of power is unprecedented and illegitimate, Bradley wrote. It should be condemned by all judges, unquote. Well, here's the thing. We've only heard this from one side, all right? I mean, you've got Randy Koshnick saying this, and apparently as soon as he allegedly got this call from Karofsky, Judge Karofsky, Justice Karofsky, who'd he go to? One of our, I guess you'd call him competitor, Dan O'Donnell, over on conservative radio. So here are your sources, Dan O'Donnell and Randy Koshnick. Take that for what you will. Here's where I could give you a little political insight. All right? This is why I teased a little bit earlier. I kind of know Randy Koshnick. And here's the deal. I ran for state assembly for the second time in 2008. Lost that by about 500 some odd votes in the primary to a guy named Ed. He was a piece of work. And Republican Party didn't want me to be there, so they worked against me in the primary, but whatever. I lost that race. And I was doing odd jobs in 2009, and I'm like, you know. And so what happened was they were looking for a campaign manager to run Randy Koshnick's race for Supreme Court against Shirley Abramson, which I thought was a fine justice. But, you know, when you're in politics and you need to pay rent and you need to eat, I thought, you know, look, I'll help him launch the campaign. I'll be the quote-unquote campaign manager. But I wasn't really running that race. The guy who was running the race is a former Tommy Thompson administration person who kind of went sour because he won a couple of races. And Darren Schmidt was spun off and started his own political consulting business for Republicans. And Darren Schmidt was running this race. So I was kind of the token de facto guy who was going to run the Randy Koshnick for Supreme Court race. Persuasion Partners is the name of this group that Darren Schmitz runs here in Madison. And they've helped guys like a former Attorney General, J.B. Van Hollen, who was not a bad guy, but also Michael Gableman. So take that what you will. Helped run Gableman's race. And Darren Schmitz is one of these guys who, I mean, it doesn't matter who the person or what the ideology is. All he cares about is the win-loss for his political bedpost and money. That's all he's after on that. And so they came to me and said, well, Todd, would you run the race? And I met Randy Koshnick. I met his kids, met his wife. Seemed like a nice dude back in 2009. And so I did it. We did went up to Green Bay and Fox Valley. I think we might have gone to Milwaukee. And I helped him do his launch. But here's, so then Rand, or Darren Schmitt and these guys, they started creating like the platform that they wanted Randy to run on for Supreme Court against Shirley. And it was a bunch of lies. And so I said, look, I didn't sign up for this. I'm not going to, there's enough of a difference between Randy and Justice Abraham. So I'm just run it straight. They didn't want to do that. So I went to Randy Koshnick, got a long phone call, I'll never forget it, and I laid out how he was being misled. I said, look, Randy, I think you're a decent human being. I actually think he, back then, at least in 2009, he would have been a really good Supreme Court justice. But I said, don't be tarnished. I said, take it from a guy who's lost for assembly twice. I said, it's better to lose an election and maintain your integrity than the other way around. And he said, Todd, I appreciate the call, but basically I'm in too deep. I've taken contributors' money. I can't back out now. And I said, well, I can't work on this race if that's where you're going. And we parted ways. I worked for him for, I don't know, a couple months, maybe 2.5 months, something like that. He went on to lose spectacularly to Shirley Abraham. In fact, if you want to know the truth, I voted for Shirley. because look, I mean, Randy might have been a decent guy back at least in 2009, but he was associating himself with this just blatant lies against Shirley Abrahamson, who was a wonderful steward of the court. And she went on to win. And don't forget, when conservatives took over the court, they used this same power to vote Shirley Abrahamson off the court. Or not off the court, off the fact that she was no longer Chief Justice. For years, since the court had been instituted, the most elder judge was the Chief Justice. And then they ran through a constitutional amendment, and as soon as that went through, the conservatives on the court voted one of the most esteemed and acclaimed justices in America out as Chief Justice. I've told this story before, back maybe when we were on the morning show. I'm going to tell it again. Back when I was working for Dale Schultz in the state Senate, going through the budget process, and the state budget came up, and of course, the Joint Finance Committee, which now Howard Markline from Richland Center co-chairs, the Joint Finance Committee oversees all the budget, including the money that goes to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And so the Supreme Court's budget came up. Well, the rumors were that the Republicans who controlled Joint Finance were going to cut her budget. And believe me, Shirley Abrahamson was a fiscal conservative when it came to using the taxpayers' money. There was no fat in the state Supreme Court under her watch. And she got wind of this. The Republicans were not going to honor her budget request. You want to know the most powerful thing in almost 30 years in politics I ever saw? When the Wisconsin State Supreme Court budget came up in Joint Finance, Shirley Abrahamson, who maybe was 5'6 or 5'5, maybe on a good day, came in dressed to the nines in black. She walked up the middle aisle. She sat in the front row and she glared at the co-chairs and didn't say a word. There was some whispering on the panel of joint finance. I forget exactly who was co-chair at the time. They said, we're going to take a recess. We'll be back. And bang the gavel. About 15, 20 minutes later, joint finance under Republican control came back, gaveled in, approved Shirley Abrahamson's budget request without amendment. Shirley Abrahamson got up, walked out of the room, and never said a word. That is real power, all right? You don't have to be a Navy SEAL. You don't have to use vulgar language. You don't have to use threats. A real person with real power simply shows up in the room and sits down. Because nobody had the balls or the guts to take on Shirley Abrahamson. That was real power. So I don't know. I can't speak to what's going on right now with Randy Koscinek. But it feels like to me there is another side of this story. And here's the point of that. All right, here's the point. That the conservative-controlled justices used the same power to vote out Shirley Abrahamson as the chief justice. The same power that now the liberal justices are using to get a different director of state courts. So there's no abuse of power here, all right? What's good for the goose is good for the gander. So these conservatives on the Supreme Court, they're just hurt. They're hurt, and they know that they're not in a good position, and so they're lashing out. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander. If you wanted to take Shirley Abrahamson out with a vote legally, which you did, look, the liberals have the option to put in their own person, and I don't know why. But it's their right to do so. By the way, Randy Koscinek was making $174,000 in that job. $174,000. I'd want to keep that job too, by the way, to be the overseer of the courts. It's kind of the chief of staff position for the courts, to put it in layman's terms. What do you think about this? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Come back and take your calls. Also, the U.S. Senate race. Nobody wants to take on Tammy Baldwin. What's up with that? We'll explain on the other side. This is the Todd Allbo Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
She's the newest of 7 elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a long-time tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know it features the scales of justice, but not carried by a blindfolded Greek goddess? Instead, a hand holds the scales, representing justice is in human hands. It also means everything is official once the seal is stamped on any court documents. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Welcome back to the Tallable Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn, takes over this microphone with Matt Flynn Direct. Here's the deal. With Matt, you always know this. A, you're going to learn something because he is an attorney. As we like to say, as we clean it up for radio, we've seen some stuff, right? So he is knowledgeable. You're going to learn something, Matt. Number two, you're going to be entertained, whether it's the callers they take, great callers, or whether it's Matt. Because here's the great thing about Matt. He never takes himself too seriously. He always has a chuckle. And whenever Matt chuckles, I chuckle along with him. It's fantastic. Matt Flynn Direct from 3 until 4. Then at 4 o'clock, the Devil's Advocates with Crudy and Dom. It's never personal, only politics. Crudy and Dom and the Devil's Advocates. At 6 o'clock, the Maggie Dawn Show, who called in earlier. We appreciate that. At 8 o'clock, then, it is Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, tape delayed, our friend Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. A great lineup once again coming here on Civic Media. Couple of texts on the text line. From this afternoon. First of all, we have from Waukesha, Jeff from Shorewood, W-A-U-K. Said he had cases in front of Keshnick. Didn't seem like a nut job. No, I didn't say it was. I said in 2009, my little interaction with him, seemed like a decent guy. I haven't talked to him since 2009. Right. So I have no idea.
I believe he sent that right before you started going into the story. So it was just after you mentioned the name.
Also, he says, I've also had cases from Kroski and Dallet in addition to Janet. That guy has had a lot of litigation.
Sure has.
It's a lot of litigation.
Well, it's his job. He's not saying he was tried in front of all of them.
Right. Here's Jim and Madison saying Keshnick can go to HR like everyone else that gets fired. Okay. Let's see. Somebody said just no comment.
Well, it was something that they asked earlier.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, somebody wants to go down the abortion rabbit hole, and that wasn't the point. The point was what we were talking about with the Supreme Court justices. And by the way, they ended it with mic drop, undebatable. Turns out I'm the only one with a mic. That's the privilege and the opportunity every day to use this mic to, as we say, pursue the truth. That's what we like to do. Here's the truth, and it's very interesting. What's happening with the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin, of course, incumbent Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin going for re-election next year, already announced. Republicans can't find anybody to wants to take her on. But there's Tom Tiffany, Toxic Tom, up there in the 7th District, a congressman from northern Wisconsin, had the displeasure of getting to know him in the state Senate during the mining debate issues. He says he's out, not going to run against Tammy Baldwin. Who have you got left, Republicans? Well, here's one. In a great column by Dan Bice in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. If you haven't read it, it's fantastic. We're not going to go through the whole thing. But headline, possible U.S. Senate candidate can't explain spotty voting record and positions on gun control and DEI. Franklin businessman Scott Mayer says he's going to be a different type of candidate if he decides to take on U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin next year. How different? Consider this. Mayer, a Republican, has not voted in many recent elections, including the 2020 presidential primary and general. But he is at a loss for words when asked to explain, quote, I didn't vote, and I couldn't even recall that I didn't, said Mayer, chairman of the staffing and recruitment company QPS Employment Group. Quote, I don't know why. I mean, I don't have a good reason. And he goes on to talk about some of his, he's donated to a lot of Republicans over the years, has not donated to Trump. And then goes on to talk about that he supports diversity, equity, and inclusion. Good for him. He says, quote, if it works for businesses, why wouldn't it work for other places? Said the 58-year-old Republican. Quote, I would think so, but, you know, again, Dan, I'm not even a candidate for anything, right? And Bice writes, it certainly doesn't sound like it. So here's the deal. The Republicans really wanted U.S. Rep. Mike Gallagher, kind of a rising star, to run against Tammy Baldwin. He bowed out. Going to seek re-election to Congress. Brian Stile took Paul Ryan's place down in Janesville. Said he's not running. So that leaves the state GOP with kind of the second tier possibilities, including Madison businessman Eric Hovde, who has lost before, Tom Tiffany, who is now out, and then you got former Milwaukee County Sheriff David A. Clark Jr., who's all hat and no cattle.
Wouldn't it be excellent if this was a rare moment of bipartisanship and they said, you know what? We as a party think that Senator Baldwin is doing excellent work, taking time to actually talk to constituents and figure out what they want. And we're going to let her run unopposed. I know that would never, that has a snowball's chance in hell.
Right. But sure, we could always dream, right? Former State Senator Roger Roth apparently also is thinking about it. And this guy, Mayor, who just, I mean, if you ever wanted to look and see how not to set yourself up to run for statewide office, this would be it. He told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, I don't want to do it because I'm the only one left and I have to, but that's certainly a possibility. How's that for having fire in the belly, writes Dan Bice. But the picture gets much more complicated when you begin to drill down even just a little bit more on Mayer's record. Does the guy, for instance, vote regularly? Not really. And they go through his lack of voting, at least recently. Businessman has said he's been on the road but didn't consider casting an absentee ballot when he didn't vote. He said, quote, it's not like I was voting in the past to make sure I had a spotless record for when I ran. I don't have a good answer for you. I just don't. And then went on to say about some of his donations to guys like Carly Fiorina and Ben Carson. There's Ben Carson. There's a nut job for you. Not that he has really any recollection of writing checks to these people. He says, quote, I know that I've given to people. I never knew that I actually gave to presidential candidates. I typically won't do that. Not because I don't support them. I just have never supported that thing of any high level. At least that's my memory. And then goes on about why he doesn't talk or why he doesn't give money to Donald Trump. Guns. This guy apparently is in favor of not letting mentally ill people have guns. That's a good thing. But then kind of equivocates on this. I mean, it's just going back and forth. And this is the best that Republicans have to take on Tammy Baldwin. I'm telling you, if there's ever a place right now that should be having a drink celebrating, it should be the staffers at Tammy Baldwin's office. Because if David Clark is the best that Republicans can put up against Tammy Baldwin, you might as well just give Tammy another term right now.
I think the issue is he's not the best. It's that the best they have isn't good enough. So they'll just do, like he said, whatever's left.
Here's the thing. The best they have are actually politically smart. And they're looking at seeing Tammy Baldwin for what you said. And she's doing a great job working across the aisle. And that's why she's going to be tough as nails in 2024. Stay tuned now. Matt Flynn, our friend and colleague, is next. Matt Flynn Direct. Do not go anywhere. He is waiting for you on the other side. Until tomorrow, this is Todd Allbaugh, Luke Mathers, and Mr. Aaron Zomer. See you tomorrow.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. And I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.